Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Monday. The remnants of a hurricane help battle wildfires in the West.
The moisture from Hurricane Bud has curbed wildfires burning in Colorado and Wyoming. A wildfire in southwestern Colorado has burned more than 50 square miles since June 1st, but local emergency management officials say the amount of rain that came in was the perfect amount to help fire crews. But there's concern the rain could trigger flash floods in the areas that have already burned. In Wyoming, firefighters were able to get more of a handle on a fire burning near the Colorado state line because of the extra moisture. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
As the Latino population grows in southwest Kansas, its residents are beginning to talk with a new accent, even those who do not speak Spanish.
K-State said in a news release the research is part of its Kansas Speaks project, which is documenting language change because of rapidly changing demographics. They are calling this new way of speaking a liberal accent or liberal sound. Liberal is in Seward County, population 25,000. About 59% of the town's population was Hispanic or Latino in 2010, according to the U.S. Census. A couple of decades ago, it was about 20% Latino. The changes happening in Liberal are similar to how the Minnesota accent developed through Northern European immigration to the region. The changes are more prominent in youths. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Justice Department's Inspector General will testify in the House and Senate this week following his long-awaited report on the Hillary Clinton email probe. And a focus of that report may soon follow in the witness chair.
Michael Horowitz will detail his findings before lawmakers. His bombshell report found that former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate in his handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, but at the same time was not politically biased during that process. While Congress hopes for more clarity there, the Washington Post reports FBI agent Peter Strzok, who was singled out in the IG report for his anti-Trump tweets, would also be willing to testify without immunity and without taking the fifth. Any Strzok appearance has yet to be scheduled. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A 7-time Jeopardy winner faces sentencing for cybercrime.
48-year-old Stephanie Jass of Tecumseh, Michigan, pleaded guilty this week to a charge of unauthorized computer access. In 2012, her winning streak on TV's Jeopardy set a record for a female contestant. But when she sentenced July 20th, she could get a prison sentence of up to 5 years. The Jeopardy winner taught history at a small Michigan college. She was able to sneak into the email accounts of other professors, administrators, and even students. During a 4-day period last year, the college reset everyone's passwords and assigned everyone the same temporary password. Jass logged into other people's email accounts without permission. She was fired. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
Despite smaller wheat crops, some farmers are seeing higher profit yields.
Kansas farmers are harvesting a smaller winter wheat crop amid an ongoing drought, but the size of the crop is offset by some higher quality wheat and rising prices. Yields are down, but test weights are mostly good. Growers are also seeing higher protein levels in many loads, which leads to higher prices. Kansas is the nation's leading wheat producer, even with a crop forecast to be down 19% from last year. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The oak leaf itch mite has returned to Kansas, still a relatively new pest here. Kansas State University horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd.
It was introduced in 2009, and then we've had really three bad years where 2014, 2015, and 2016. Last year wasn't too bad.
There really isn't any disease danger from the oak leaf itch mite, as they don't transmit such things, but it will bite anyone it lands on. Entomologists suggest wearing long sleeves and gloves if you have to handle or rake the leaves.
The oak leaf itch mite.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, it was bad a couple years ago.
All right. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's going to be another hot, humid day in Wichita, but temperatures start to trend down a bit as the frontal boundary moves our way by midweek. The high this afternoon, 93. Tonight's low, 75. And a few storms possible on Tuesday with a high 91. A much better chance of rain on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees, and we have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted, here on a Monday morning, June 18th. And Ted, on this date in 1983, astronaut Sally K. Ride became America's first woman in space as she and four colleagues blasted off aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger on a six-day mission. And is there a Kansas connection there? Yes, there is.
I believe there is, yeah.
Sally Ride was married for about 6 years to Steve Hawley from Salina, an astronaut who now is a professor at the University of Kansas. Sally Ride died in 2012, a relatively young woman. And, of course, Steve Hawley, his brother Jim, a younger brother, I believe, actually worked as a sports director at KFH in the 80s. And I got to know the Hawleys, a terrific family from Salina. So there you go. Sally Ride, taking off in space. Some Nebraska schools may have students play a game next year that officials say will help disruptive students behave and can potentially prevent violence, drug abuse, and suicide. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Nebraska Board of Education has approved spending $2.5 million of U.S. Justice Department grants to implement the Good Behavior Game in 30 schools. Supporters say the game has improved the classroom environment, but many are skeptical, calling it wishful thinking. The game requires teachers to divide students into competing teams. The best-behaving team will be rewarded with prizes and privileges.
Oh, brother.
Teams will be penalized for violating class rules. State is partnering with the RAND Corporation to implement the game and sustain it on a large scale. You think that'll work? Make the kids behave better if they get to play it sounds like a board game, like Monopoly or something. Anyway.
I think it sounds completely stupid.
Yeah, I do, too. I think these teachers have a heck of a challenge, though. Some of these kids that come to school.
I agree with that.
Man, some of them come to school and have no idea how to behave. Well, so there you go.
Heaven forbid we actually teach something in school.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, really like to have some teaching get done there instead of just all the social work.
Instead of spending $2.5 million to play a good behavior game.
There you go. Social.
But that's where we're at.
Yeah. Okay, Father's Day was Sunday. I was at a cookout at my son Scott's house in Derby yesterday.
Nice.
With my grandchildren, three of my grandchildren.
That sounds good, cookout.
Yeah, a nice cookout. Ooh. It was a little warm, but there was some breeze, so it didn't. And we stayed inside most of the time. And you also had a family cookout of some
tuck-in.
You ordered out, didn't you?
Yeah.
At your house.
Dad wanted Angelo's pizza, so we just did the carry-out, man.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. How was it? I bet it was absolutely outstanding.
It was.
I haven't been to now. Angelo's new place is open. I haven't been there. It's on the east side.
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, it's too far away. You know, at the time when they used to, when I was younger, they had like 8 or 9 locations. I mean, you could go, there was two of them on the west side, one at 25th and Amity, and one over on Central and West Street. They had two of them we could go to. What a great, great restaurant chain and operation.
Get that right.
They still do a fantastic job.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't been there for a while. I got to get out and experience that. Now, Saturday night, I said, because of circumstances and scheduling, Saturday night I went with my daughter and her family, and Shelly and I, of course, for Father's Day. We went to Stroud's.
Well, you managed to squeeze two Father's Day events out of this weekend.
Guess what I ate at Stroud's?
You're pretty savvy.
Chicken, maybe? Some taters and gravy? Green beans?
Man, does that sound good.
Yeah, Kevin was there. You know, he caters. He has, 2 years now? He's catered our Christmas lunch in here, and the attendance is up. You know,
of course it is.
People are not going to blow that one off.
Nope.
It was outstanding, no doubt about it. Thank you, Kevin, for having us. He made us feel like we were special, at least me. You know, for Father's Day.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
My mom and dad and I were driving by in your neck of the woods on Saturday night. We thought about stopping by your house and seeing if you had something going on.
Too bad.
Yeah.
But really?
You wouldn't have been there.
You wouldn't have stopped by. Would you? You know where my house is?
I think so.
It's that
I think I have an idea.
It's that big mansion to the to the north of the Bonnie Bing Mansion.
Well, I'll think about that.
You know, it's yeah. a lot of mansions in our area.
Yeah. Very affluent neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just so affluent. Yeah. My lawn had been mowed and edged. Did you notice that? You
yeah.
didn't notice, did you?
Okay. It looks good. We were on our way to Bill's Charcoal Grill, and we got there, and they said closed, air conditioning's busted. Yeah, so we're good. So we should have stopped by and seen if you were
home. Your dad just broke down weeping.
Let me tell you.
I know how he is.
We were not far off.
Yeah. Well, did he enjoy himself? He had his whole family there and everything. Did he have a good time?
Yes, we had a good time yesterday. We had a super time.
You all out there and enjoyed your Father's Day, and you're back here on a Monday, ready to go to town. All right. Father's Day. Way to go, Chad. Did he get a card or anything? Actually, Shelly and I said...
Yes, he did get a few cards.
Shelly said to me Saturday, we went to a funeral Saturday morning, and then afterwards said, let's just do a little shopping for Father's Day. I got myself a couple of articles of clothing. And I went to the bookstore and got a book, so... That's perfect for
a good weekend.
For Dad's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
I got my dad a book.
Yeah, what was yours? Rodgers and
Hammerstein. Got him a book about Rodgers and Hammerstein.
That could be interesting. Yeah. I don't know anything about those guys except they were terrific music writers and song people.
So it's just full of stories about the,
probably a lot of anecdotes about stars.
Let's hope so.
That would be a fun one. All right. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted, and coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to look at the local employment and unemployment rate. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.